वासुदेवे भगवती तद्भक्तिषु च साधुषु भावं परं विश्वं जनेदं नोष्ट्रवृतं वासुदेवे भगवती तद्भक्तिषु च साधुषु भक्तभावं परं विश्वं जनेदं नोष्ट्रवत् श्रुतम्। Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Sambharish was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, and of the silly persons who are the Lord's devotees. Because of this devotion, he thought of the entire universe as being as insignificant as a piece of stone. Shloka Uriyan Bhattal, about this shloka, 18 to 20. स वै मनः कृष्णपदारविन्दयो वाचांसि वैकुण्ठ गुणानुवर्णने करौ हरिर्मन्दिरमार्जनादिषु श्रुतिं चकारच्युत सत्कथोदये मुकुन्दलिङ्गाय दर्शनी दृशो तद्भुत्यगात्र स्पर्शङ्गसङ्गमम् घ्राणं च तत्पाद सरोजसौभे श्रीमत्तुलस्यारसनां तदर्पिते पादौ हरे क्षेत्र पदानुसर्पणे ऋषिकेश पदाभिवन्दने कामं च दास्ये न तु कामकाम्यम् कामं च दास्ये न तु कामकाम्या। उत्तम श्लोको जनाश्रयार्थिः। महाराज अम्बरीश ऑलवेज एंगेज्ड हिज माइंड इन मेडिटेटिंग अपॉन द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण हिज वर्ड्स डिस्क्राइबिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड हिज हैंड्स in cleansing the Lord's temple and his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temples and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan. He engaged his senses of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engaged his sense of smell in smelling the fragrance of tulsi offered to the Lord, and engaged his tongue in tasting Lord's prasad. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord, his head in bowing down before the Lord, and all his desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service in various engagements related to the Lord. This is the way to increase attachment for the Lord and be completely free from all material desires. Purportation of Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 7.1, Lord recommends, Majja Sakta Manah Patho Jogam Jinyan Madasraya. This indicates that one must execute devotional service under the guidance of a devotee or directly under the guidance of the Supreme Personality Godhead. It is not possible. Without guidance from the spiritual master. Therefore, according to instructions of Srila Goswami, first business of a devotee is to accept a bona fide spiritual master who can train him to engage his various senses in rendering transcendental services to the Lord. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita, Asamma, Asansayam Samagramman, In other words, if one wants to understand the Supreme Personal Godhead in its completeness, one must follow the prescription given by Krishna by falling in the footsteps of Maharaj Ambarish. It is said, Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, that is Krishna, who is called Rishikesha or Achyuta. These words are used in these verses, Achyuta sat kathodai Rishikesha padavibandhane. The words Achyuta and Rishikesha are also used in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna katha, spoken directly by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna katha, because everything described in Bhagavatam is in relationship with Krishna. So here you can see that Ambarish Maharaj was always engaged day and night 24 hours in the loving service of the Lord Krishna. Achyuta satkathadai Rishikesha padavibandhane. Rishikesha seva bhakti uchyate. Bhakti means to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna, who is called Rishikesha Achyuta. These words are used in these verses, Achyuta satkathodaye, Rishikesha padavibandhane. The words Achyuta and Rishikesha are also used in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the Krishna katha, spoken directly by Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna katha, because everything described in Bhagavatam is in relationship with Krishna. The first thing is, here it says, this indicates that one must execute devotional service under the guidance of a devotee or directly under the guidance of the Supreme Personal Godhead. How can one directly? How can one execute devotion directly under the guidance of the Supreme Personal Godhead? No. It is not possible for us. Arjuna got directly in starts of Krishna. Because you are such a very dear devotee, is associate. He is eternal associate of Krishna. We are not like that. So we should not imitate Arjuna. For us, we have to take shelter of the Guru. Who is the dear devotee of Krishna, dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Who is day and night 24 hours engaged in this loving service of Krishna. Who is the bona fide representative of Krishna. Who has come here to give us Krishna. Such gurus, sadhu gurus, they have no other business here. They don't belong to this material world. They belong to the abode of Krishna. Nikunja yuno ratyeli siddhi jajali virjukti rapikhinya tatradi dakhyadati vallavasya bandhi guru sri saranaravindam. And Guru Vastaka said, this is Guru Tattva. Nikunja, you know Rati Kishidre. Guru is Premi Bhakta, who has developed Krishna Prema, gotten Krishna Prema, is very dear, intimate associate of Krishna, is Radha Priya Sakhi. He is a dear girl companion of Radharani, who is very expert in this business of uniting Radha and Krishna in Kunja, in group. Nikunja, you know Ratikeli Siddhi. Siddha is very expert. He knows this art perfectly well. He knows art perfectly well. Siddha means he knows this art perfectly well. Radha Priya Sakhi is one person. This Guru Tattva. Otherwise, nobody can give you training how to render loving service unto Krishna. You understand? Render loving service unto Krishna. Premoi seva. Krishna is the object of love. Yes. Krishna is the object of love. Priti visoy. So without that priti, love, how can one get Krishna? Cannot get Krishna. That one has gotten such love, one has developed such love, one has bound up Krishna with the rope of love in his heart. One who is day and night 24 hours engaged in such loving service for Krishna, only he can give you Krishna. Krishna de tomar Krishna dite par, tomar sukuti ache. আমি যে কাঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ধান তো পাছে পাছে ও বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর কৃষ্ণ বিলংস টু ইউ বিকজ ইউ আর বাউন্ড অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন ইউর হার্ট ইজ রোপ অফ লভ ওনলি কৃষ্ণ বিকমস বাউন্ড অফ ইজ রোপ লভ নো আদার মিন্স ইউর সদা প্রেমী ভক্ত তোমার হুদে সদা গোবিন্দ বিশ্রাম গোবিন্দ কহে মোর বৈষ্ণব পুরাণ নর্তন দাস ঠাকুর sings this song. O Vishnu Thakur, in her heart, Krishna desires. Krishna takes rest very blissfully there in her heart. Because her heart is Vrindavan. Your heart is Vrindavan. Your heart is filled with that love of Krishna. So that's the fit place for Krishna. And Krishna takes rest. They are blessed only. Govinda Koyena Moro Vishnu Puran. This is reciprocal. Sadhava Vimayam Sadhana Hude Tvaham. Ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says. Those sadhus, premi bhaktas, they are my heart. I am the heart of the, those premi bhaktas. Sadhana Hude Tvaham. This is reciprocal. As Krishna takes rest blissfully in the heart of such sadhus, or sadhus, those who are developed Krishna faith, similarly, the sadhus are the heart of Krishna. Tomar Rudesada Govinda Vishnu, Govinda Kohena Moro Vishnu Prana. Govinda, Lord Govinda, Krishna said, such sadhus are my heart and soul. Sadhus say Krishna is our heart and soul. This is rest. In this material world, the conditioned souls have forgotten Krishna, devoid of Krishna Tattva Jnana. Isn't it? They don't know Krishna. But the purpose of really achieving the human birth is to understand Krishna. You understand? Janma karma chame divyam evam jovi tattva taha. Tekva adeham punarjana maitis manviti arjuna. In Bhagavad Gita has directly come out from the lips of Krishna. It's Krishna katha. One must hear it. In that Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, janma karma se me divyam evo jovi tattva taha. Tekva adeham punarjana maitis manviti arjuna. My activities are not material, it is transcendental. One who knows this in tattva, in truth, that will be his last birth here. After quitting his body, he will come to me. No punarjanma. Undoubtedly, he will come to me. He will never come down here again, never take birth here again. No rebirth. To understand Krishna in tattva is the goal of our human birth. You understand? So how can one understand Krishna in tattva? Conditioned soul. Without hearing from Guru, without taking shelter of bona fide Guru, tattva veta, one who knows Krishna in tattva, tattva pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya, upadekhyanti te jnana jnanina tattva sthina. Aprokat vijnanartham guru nivabhi gakshat samipani sutra brahmaishtam. One is very serious. Yes, I must understand Krishna, this is the goal of my life. Otherwise, my human birth will never be perfect. I cannot achieve perfection. So, he must approach such a guru who knows Krishna in tattva. Tattva vijnana guru nivabhi gakshat. Must approach. So, such guru, tattvacharya, you understand? Who knows the tattva? Who is the knower of the truth, who is the seer of the truth? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekhyanti te jnana, jnanina tattvadarsina. This is very significant. Tattvadarsi, seer of the tattva. That tattvacharya. Who is it? He is premi bhakta. You understand? Very dear devotee of Krishna. Very intimate. Most confidential, intimate associate of Krishna. He is Sadguru. Unless one approaches Sadguru, how can he understand Krishna? Unless he hears from Sadguru, how can he understand Krishna? So Sadguru, gurus have come down here, this material world, to impart the tattva jnana, bhagavata jnana, to forgetful souls. You understand? Those are forgotten souls. And with this Shruti means Veda. Veda means transcendental knowledge. Sarvicha Vedi Angaivam. Vidya, you know, Veda, I am to be known. Krishna says, Veda Jnana has come to this material world with such Guru. Yes, you understand. That Gurudev is the embodiment of the mercy of Krishna. Krishna Krupa Srimurti. You understand? Again, Sakyat Dharitvena Samastha Sastri Uttastha Bhagyata Iva Sadvi Kintu Prabhurtya Priya Iva Tasya Bande Guru Sri Charanarami. This is another point. Sakyat Hari, that Guru is as good as Lord Hari. Do you understand? As good as Lord Hari, that means day and night, 24 hours he is engaged in loving Sarishwara. He is Sevaka Bhagavan, he is Servitor Bhagavan. Sakyadhari means Servitor Bhagavan, two Bhagavans. Sevya Bhagavan, Servitor, Sevaka Bhagavan, two Bhagavans are there. One Sevya Bhagavan, who is Abdhaya-tattva, who is Absolute Truth, who is to be served, that is Krishna. And Sevaka Bhagavan, Servitor Bhagavan, is Guru. You understand? Two Bhagavans. He is very dear Servitor of the Lord, Krishna. He is day and night, 24 hours engaged in loving service of the Lord. Sadguru. He is Sevaka Bhagavan, Sadhitar Bhagavan. And Krishna, the Supreme Lord, keeps his own transcendent knowledge with his such dear devotees. Yes, he keeps it. Unless one approaches such a guru, he cannot understand Krishna. He cannot get such transcendental knowledge about Krishna, Krishna tattva jnana. Understand? And unless one gets this tattva jnana, his eyes never open. Ajnana-nirandasya jnana-nyana-salakaya cakthur-vilitam-dena tasme-sri-guru-dena. This is some prayer we offer to Guru. Which Guru? Who has opened my eyes with the tas-light knowledge, tattva-jnana. So without hearing from such Guru, how your eye will open? One must hear from such a Guru, who will impart tattva-jnana. Bhārata says, sute khita padham, suto ikhita. First hear, then you will see. If you hear from such a bona fide Guru, with full faith, concentrated attention, then your eye, transcendental eye, not little eye, metal eye, eye means darkness. Maya undhoka, you understand? Darkness. So that transcendental eye through which you can see Krishna never opened. This Sute Gita Bhagavan. Here, then you see. That was the first thing you must accept. Bona fide Guru and hear from him. Unless one hears from bona fide Guru, Krishna Tattva Veta, knows Krishna Tattva, how can he understand Krishna? He cannot understand. And with full faith, faith is the most important thing. What is full faith? Complete faith, strong faith, unflinching faith. The words of Sadhguru, one has to hear. No other way there to understand this. What do you call it? Those who don't take shelter of Sadhguru, they cannot understand Supreme Lord Krishna. This is the first thing. Their eye will never be opened. So they cannot see Supreme Lord Krishna also. So, Supreme Lord Krishna comes here, incarnates here, descends here to impart his transcendental knowledge. 5,000 years ago, Supreme Lord Krishna descended here in his own swarup and imparted his transcendental knowledge in form of Bhagavad Gita. Yes. So, the Supreme Lord imparts and Supreme Lord gives this jnana transcendental knowledge or keeps it with his very, very dear devotee. Therefore, it is said, even demigods said, offering prayer to the Supreme Lord, that, O Lord, you are Sadanu Graha Bhavan. Sadanu Graha Bhavan, that means, Sadanu, unless one gets mercy of sadhu, or sadhus, he cannot understand you. You understand? This is what Sadanu Graha, anugraha means mercy. Favor. Unless one gets favor of a sadhu, mercy of a sadhu who is very dear, devotee of Krishna, cannot understand Krishna. You understand? Those who have developed love, Krishna is the object of love. Those who have developed love, one who has developed love, Prem Bhakta, he is sadhu. And Krishna gives his knowledge to that sadhu, and he keeps his knowledge with that sadhu. He never keeps his knowledge with karmi, jnani, or dhukic. Krishna keeps his distance and knowledge with dear devotees, Mahabhagavatas, great devotees, 12 Mahadhanas are there. So all distance and knowledge comes from them. It will be Mahādhanas. Another point is there. Those who are this Akshan, what is mukti? What do you mean by mukti? That is English. mean by that? Mukti, Sanskrit word, you said liberation in English, And I don't want the English translation. I want, what do you mean by that, mukti? What do you mean by that?
Free from suffering.
Free from suffering, yes, he knows. He don't know. It's free from suffering. I don't think of dukkha buddhita. Yes, free from suffering, that is mukti. So those are Brahmanandis, meditate on Brahma, they also get mukti. Those meditate on Paramatma, they also get mukti, isn't it? But in this mukti, liberated state, there is no question of prem sukha. The happiness derived from prem, love, pure love. You understand? That is the ultimate sukha, happiness. Krishna is Sajidananda. Iswara Param Krishna Sajidananda Vigraha. You understand? Full of eternality, full of knowledge, full of blissfulness. Unless one develops love for Krishna, he cannot get that prem sukha. Do you understand? Happiness derived from love of Krishna, love of Godhead. So ananda or pleasure, there are two types. What are those? Ananda, English pleasure, two types. What is that? So sukha, prem sukha. One's own pleasure, understand? One's own pleasure, so sukha, prem sukha. Pleasure derived from love of Godhead, two types. Understand? Two types. The transcendental leela by Krishna manifests here, he does so through his Surup Shakti, internal potency. So who knows, who understands that transcendental leela tattva? So, premi bhaktas, yes, those are very dear devotees, but developed Krishna premi bhaktas, they know the transcendental leela tattva, prema leela tattva. Do you understand me? Rupa-ranātha-pade hoi-bhānti kovayāma buddhavase jugala-pirati. Natam Das Thakur sings, the conjugal loving leelas between Radha and Krishna, very deep, confidence. So how can I understand unless I get the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath? They not premi bhaktas. Do you understand? Without the mercy, of such dear, most intimate dear devotees of Krishna, nobody can understand this. And Krishna has kept all this tattva with his dear devotees. That is Guru. Unless one meets such a Guru, approaches such a Guru, he cannot get such tattva jnana, he cannot understand confidential tattva, between the leela tattva. You understand? He cannot understand. He can, Sajiva cannot even develop, per se, test for it. Test in Bhagavad Katha. He cannot get that prema dhana which is in Bhagavad Katha. Love of Godhead. You understand? Prema dhana vina daridra jivan. Dasakari vetanmare deva prema dhana. Sikhyastana. I am really pure because devoid of prem-dhana. Understand? Oh Lord, please make me your das. I am your das. I am your servant, eternal servant. Make me your das. Please give me opportunity. Please engage me in your loving service. I will render loving service until day and night, 24 hours. And give me this way, that is prem-dhana. No material way this. Those who seek for their own pleasure, they cannot get prema dhana. transcendent. They cannot get transcendent, those who seek their own pleasure. Those who are completely free from their, what do you say, desire of their own pleasure. You understand? Anyabhyasasunyam jnana-karmadhyana-bhrutam anukulyena-kusnana-sulanam bhakti-ruttamah. Kripa Goswami says. No other desire. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation. Those are free from these two types of desires. Desire for material enjoyment, desire for liberation, can get prem-dhana. Otherwise, nobody can get prem-dhana. So prem-bhakta, he is completely free from this desire for his own pleasure, desire for liberation. He only desires all pleasure, all happiness of his life. Day and night, 24 hours, he is engaged in loving service. That Krishna, Supreme Lord, is full of love, full of blissfulness, full of loving mellow, full of all sorts of mellows, awesome oil, full of transcendental blissfulness. Yes. And one is constantly attached to Satchidananda Vigraha Krishna. Such guru, premika guru, premi guru, premi bhakta, can give you prem. By the mercy and association of such bhakta, you can have such prem. Otherwise, how can have such prem? You can feel it, you can realize it. Yes, what is that prem? Yes. And that premika bhakta, that guru, is the embodiment of the mercy of Krishna, Krishna Krupa, Srimurti. Without the mercy of such guru, nobody can get entrance into such loving kingdom of love. How can get entrance, admittance into it? No admittance. Hari Daita, those are very dear to Lord Hari, very dear devotees of Lord Hari, Brahma, Narad, Vyasa, Sukha, you understand, by the mercy of such dear devotees, such Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha, come to us. Next is, dear devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sudamdara Goswami, you understand? They have brought all this Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha. This topic is related to the loving kingdom of Krishna, Prem Rajya Katha. They have brought all this. They are very, very merciful. Otherwise, how all this transcendental Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha will be available here in this material world without the mercy of such dear devotees, Mahabhagavatas, Premi Bhaktas. Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Katha. Here it is said. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Katha, spoken directly by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha. Because everything describing Bhagavatam is in relationship with Krishna. So, Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. How could he write? How could he write Srimad Bhagavatam? He got the mercy of his spiritual master, not only with a Premi Bhagavatam, isn't it? Then he saw Krishna sitting in this, what is that, trance, Bhakti samadhi, isn't it? It's a samadhi trance. And devotional trance, bhakti samadhi. Apasyata purusam purnam, mention. That's therefore, the Supreme Personality God is Krishna. And also Maya, both is all. Apasyata purusam purnam, complete purusa. Krishna is all in bhakti samadhi, sitting in devotional trance. So he wrote, Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam came to ask mercy of Vyasadeva, then mercy of Sukadeva Goswami. He expressed it. Then mercy of Sukadeva Goswami. You understand? Who expressed in Mahisaranya, in the assembly of rishis headed by Sovananda. By the mercy of Sadhya devotee is Bhagavata. Krishna Katha is Bhagavata. It's full of all loving malice. All malice have come to us. So, the Swarupa Shakti, the internal potency of the Lord, has three divisions. What is that? Samdhini, Sambit, Ladini. Do you understand? Samdhini, Sambit, Ladini. Three divisions. Internal potency, we say. Antaranga Shakti or Swarup Shakti. Shakti, potency that comes from Swarup, or Shakti or potency that is not different from Swarup. That's Swarup Shakti. It's divided into three. Samdhini, Sambit, Ladini. Sat, Chit, Anandamaya. Sanamaya, Chinmaya, Anandamaya. Sadam se Samdhini, Chidam se Sambit, Anandam se Ladini. Understand? Understand? Sat, Chit, Ananda. Three things. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sadam se Samdhini. From Sat is Samdhini. Chidam se Sambit. From Chit is Sambit. Anandam se Ladini. You understand? Sam, Sajidananda, Sanmaya, Chinmaya, Anandamaya. So, what is Samdhini? Eternity. Yes, that is the meaning. But it is further explanation. Samdhinya kruta visada tadhama nichai. You understand? What is the activity of Samdhini? What is the activity of Samdhini Shakti? And they are discussing that, they were discussing in Baladeva, Lord Baladeva. Lord Baladeva is the master of Samdhini Shakti. Yes. Why? Lord Baladeva is the master of Samdhini Shakti. The manifestation of Baladeva is Guru Pada Bhakti, is Guru. You understand? The word Samdhini is a very, very significant word. Who gives the sannama of Krishna is Samdhini. You understand? Who gives a clue how you find out Krishna, that is Samdhini. The Lord Baladeva being the master of Samdhini Shakti gives clue how to find out Krishna. That is the Lord Baladeva being the master of Samdhini Shakti gives clue how to find out Krishna. That is Lord Baladeva, the master of Samdhini Shakti Madhvigraha. That is the manifestation of Gurudev. Do you understand? So without the mercy of such Guru, how can you find out Krishna? So Samdhini, here says, this activity, Sandhinya kruta visada tadhama, visada tadhama nichai. Sandhi manifests or displays dhama of love, word of love. It is visuddha sattva. Understand? Pure goodness, not mixed goodness. Visuddha sattva. Whatever you may find mixed goodness here, material. But the dham, the abode of the Lord is Visuddha Sattva, as Sannihin displays it. That is the manifestation of Sannihini Sattva. Understand? Sannihinya kruta visuddha tad dhama nichoye. This is what you should understand. So in that dham, in the abode of the Lord, everything is visuddha sattva. Pure goodness, yes. And then comes Sannihini Samvit, full of knowledge. What's after Samanda Jnana? Do you understand? How everything, everybody is related, even related to Krishna. Do you understand? And Guru imparts that Samanda Jnana. Do you understand? Guru imparts that Samanda Jnana at the time of initiation. Dibhya jnanam dadyat vikheti saprakta desikei tattva kovidei. Do you understand? This samandha jnana, dikhya guru imparts samandha jnana. Do you understand my language? Yes, that is samvit sakti. Samvit sakti. So guru is manifestation of surup sakti. Understand me? The surup sakti is divided in three. Samdhini, samvit, ladhini. So everything is there in Guru, is manifestation of these three sattvas. The Surup Sattva is Guru. So, Dikhya Guru imparts Samanda Jnana, then Ladini, who gives pleasure, that is pleasure potency. Pleasure potency, Ladini Sakti. So, Sannihini and Sambhi, these two, nourished by Ladini. That is always very the question of pleasure and preeti. Unless nourished by Ladini. The Samvit Sakti, it says, Samvit Sakti prakatita rahubhavarosita. It's an Ujjala Nilamani. Samvit Sakti prakatita rahubhavarosita. This rahubhava means is the loving relationship. You understand? Loving relationship. The relationship we have, perfect eternal relationship, it is based on pure love, that's a loving relationship. This is Rabhava. This is Surup Samanda. It is the real relationship. Constitutional, Jiva's constitutional position is eternal servant of Krishna. So this relationship with Krishna is perfect, eternal, and is based on love. You understand? Priti samanda. Lord Hari or Krishna is, therefore say, Priti devata. You understand? Yeah. Is the object of priti, love. Try to understand my language is faulty language. You should understand language. Yes. Lord Hari or Krishna is the object of love. Do you understand? Priti Vishoy. So, full of love. Full of loving mellow, Rasamoy. So unless you establish your relationship with such Lord Hari or Krishna, how can you get Paramananda, supreme blissfulness? And who will help you to establish this relationship? That is Guru. Guru establishes. Understand? So without taking shelter of such Guru, how can you establish a relationship and how can you get such Paramananda, supreme ananda? Understand? Another point on Guru Tattva. Guru is day and night 24 hours engaged in long service of Krishna. He is Guru. Who is the source of all sorts of loving service of Krishna? Bolo? Srimati Radharani. Yes. Srimati Radharani. Of Krishna. Bolo?
Srimati Radharani.
Srimati Radharani, yes. Srimati Radharani. Radha vina teho arkar no. You understand? Krishna only belongs to Srimati Radharani. Krishna only belongs to Srimati Radha vina teho arkar no. Yes. Krishna completely belongs to Radharani. It doesn't belong to anybody else. So, Srimati Radharani is the source of all sorts of loving service. Understand? Yes. So, Radharani is the original Guru Tattva. Radharani is the original Guru Tattva. Only Radharani can give you a possibility to serve Krishna. Without Radharani's mercy, no opportunity will be available for you to serve Krishna. Understand? Yes. Krishna is completely, completely under Radha. Yes. Radha vina teho arkar noy. Krishna doesn't belong to anybody else, only belongs to Krishna. Radha. So without Radharani mercy, how can you get the opportunity to serve Krishna? Can you? No. So, without Radharani, nobody is a guru. So, original post, topmost post in guru position is Radharani. Understand? Yes. Yes. Radha and her expansions. They are guru. Not Radha and her expansion, Kaya, Bhuva, Sakhi, Manjari. They are guru. You understand? They are very intimate. Very intimate, very dear to Krishna. They are Nijajana, own man of Krishna. Understand? Yes. One who has not established the relationship with Vrishabhanu Vida, Radha, daughter of Vrishabhanu, how can he come good? Understand? So, he may be guru, but he cannot be guru of Krishna Tattva. He may be guru of other tattva, other tattvas. Understand my language? Understand my language? Yes. Yeah. Anybody may be guru of other tattvas, maya tattva, any tattva, but nobody can become Krishna Tattva with guru unless he has established his lessons with Radharani. Understand? Because Krishna is completely under Radharani. Yes. Radha vina teho arkar no. Krishna completely belongs to Radharani. This is Guru Tattva. Krishna, this Purna Tattva is complete Tattva. And Radharani gives seva adhikar. Radharani gives the opportunity to serve us. Complete Krishna. Nobody has this right to give such a opportunity, only Radharani gives. Radharani and her expansions, Sakhi Manjaris. So without Radhangatya, without the mercy, without taking shelter of Radharani, without the mercy of Radharani, we cannot get opportunity to say Krishna, to serve Krishna. Those who have accepted Krishna as Sevya Tattva. Understand? Krishna is only to be served, Sevya. These two words, Sevya, Sevaka. Sevya, Sevaka. Sevya means to be served, Sevaka means servitor. Those who have accepted Krishna as Sevya, they have accepted Radha as Guru. Understand? Understand? Very, very deep philosophical point. Yes. One has to accept, one has to accept. Otherwise, how can you understand Krishna as Sevya Tattva? Unless you accept Radha as Guru. Yes. In all rasas, dasya, sakhyo, vasalyo, madhurya. In all rasas, yes. Krishna is Vishaya. Vishaya. And the servitors, sevaka, sevika, sevaka, they are asta. be so ashram. Vishwa ashram. In all verses, Krishna is Vishwa. Those words written, Krishna is Vishwa in all verses. Varsabhanavi, Radharani is their guru. Understand? Is their guru. Unless one gets mercy of Radharani, unless one gets directions from Radharani, nobody can serve Krishna. Nobody can serve Krishna. Those who are very lusty persons, those who want their own pleasure, own enjoyment, they cannot serve Krishna. They cannot get the mercy of Radharani. They cannot get the directions of Radharani. No. But those who are inhabitants of Vrindavan, they know this tactics. They know the tactics. Without the mercy of Radharani, nobody can serve Krishna. Yes, nobody can get the opportunity of serving Krishna. They, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they know this tactics. Even you take example of Lakshmi Devi. Do you understand? Lakshmi, You see, Krishna is all beautiful. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa soham. Crows is beauty far excels that of crows of cupids. So beautiful. It's Krishna, all attractive, all beautiful. Lakshmi Devi becomes attracted to Krishna. Seeing the Krishna's beauty, Lakshmi becomes attracted. But she cannot get the opportunity to serve Krishna. Why? Why?
She cannot get
the Radharani's mercy. That is the whole reason. Yes. She cannot get the Radharani's mercy. Therefore, she cannot get opportunity to serve Krishna. Oh, she is attracted towards the beauty of Krishna. Understand? Yes. Yes. That is the whole reason. Yes. She serves Narayana, who is Krishna Vilasamurti, isn't it? Who is 400 form. And Lakshmis are also 400. Narayana is 400 form, Lakshmis are 400 form. But Radharani is 200, Krishna is 200. Madhujya Lilamaya Vigraha. Krishna is Madhujya Lilamaya Vigraha, whereas Narayana is Aishwarya Lilamaya Vigraha. Aishwarya Mayi, Lakshmi is Aishwarya Mayi, Radharani is Madhujya Mayi. Do you understand? Without the mercy of Srimati Radharani, nobody can get the opportunity to serve Krishna. If somebody is not established in relationship with Radharani, how can he offer service to Radhanath? Understand my point? Unless one establishes his relationship with Radharani, how can he render service to Radhanath? Because Krishna is Radhanath. Is Radhanath. So without the mercy of Radharani, nobody can serve Radhanath. Radharani and her expansions, Sakhi, Manjaris, they are all gurus. They are all gurus. Nikunja, you know Ratikeris. That is the tattva. That is Gurudev. Avinafattva is Gurudev. Gurudev gives you the right to serve Krishna. Without Guru's mercy, you can have this right. Who will give you this right to serve Krishna? Without Guru, you understand? Yes. So who is Avina Tattva Parsavanavi? That is Guru Tattva. So without taking shelter of such a Guru, nobody can get such opportunity to serve, render loving service unto Krishna. understand. So, in Veda there are three tattvas, samanda, avideya, prayodana. Understand? Veda three tattvas are samanda, avideya, prayodana. Samanda tattvam, tattva based on relationship is samanda tattva. Avideya is bhakti, prayodana is prema. You understand? So, when we consider prayodana tattva, then Krishna prema comes up. So without the mercy of such a premika bhakta, premi bhakta, who is very dear to Radharani, how can you get Krishna prema? How can you understand that prayodana tattva, prema tattva? Nobody can understand. The sadhaka who cannot understand this guru tattva, who cannot see the swarup of guru, understand my language? The sadhaka who cannot understand this guru tattva, who cannot understand this swarup tattva of guru, you understand, can see this guru swarup, how can he get direction in bhajan patha? Understand? We'll give him direction in this path of devotional service, that bhajan patha. So he cannot understand sadhya tattva. Sadhya tattva is Krishna prema. You understand? Sadhya tattva is Krishna prema. Sadhana sadhya. Sadhya sadhana tattva. Do you understand? Means as well as end. You say in English this.
Means
and end or goal.
Means and goal,
that is end, is prema tattva, sadhya tattva. Do you understand? Means is bhakti and goal is prema, love. Because Krishna is bound up with the rope of love. Priti viso is the object of love. Do you understand? Means and goal. Nobody can understand this. Because one who cannot understand, one who doesn't understand, how can he do bhajan? He doesn't know whose bhajan he will do. Understand my language? Understand my language? One, the sadhaka who doesn't understand this guru tattva, who doesn't see the real swarup of guru, how can he get the direction in this path of devotional service or bhajan patha? And he cannot also understand the sadhya tattva, prayodana tattva, that is prema tattva. He cannot do bhajan. He does not. Whose bhajan he will do? Yes. He does not know whose bhajan he will do. Yes. He is completely covered up, dense, darkness of ignorance is grouping in the darkness, grouping in the darkness, yes, grouping in the darkness, yes. So in question of Guru Tattva, where there is a relationship with Radha, then Sadhya Tattva is Radhanatha. Understand? Sadhya Tattva is Radhanatha. The Radharani and her, what do you say, expansions. You understand? Radharani has his, her expansions, his group, has her group, you understand, talking mandalas. The one who is not, has not established his relationship with Radharani or her expansion or group, he cannot serve Radhanatha. No, he cannot serve Radhanatha. You understand? Yes. How can he serve Radhanatha? No. We will give him opportunity, we will give him that right. We will give him that right to serve Radhanatha. No. So, Gurudev is very dear to Radhanatha. Nipunja Yuna Radhapya Sakhi, that one says.
very dear girl companion of Radharani is Gurudev. Yes. So Guru Seva is also Srimatir Seva. Guru Seva is Srimatir Seva. You understand? So serve Guru means to serve Radharani. Yes. Because is better Radharani. Yes. Radha Pirsa Sakhi. Service to Radharani means service to Guru. Service to Guru means service to Radharani. Understand? This. To become the servitor to Guru means to become the servitor of Radharani, to become servitor of Krishna. Understand this tattva? Those who know this tattva, those who are fixed in this tattva, only they can render loving service to Krishna. Understand? So, unless one knows these, all these tattvas, he cannot tread this path of devotional service or bhajan patha. We said bhajan patha. Patha means path. One who knows this guru tattva very well, perfectly well, he knows guru is dear devotee of Radharani. Non-different from Radharani expansions. Do you understand? He knows that tattva, who is completely day and night, constantly day and night, 24 hours, engaged in the loving service of Krishna. That is Guru. That is Guru. That Gurudev is very dear to Srimati Radharani. Priyajana. Priyajana. Very dear in that Radharani. So in this
Krishna
says Radharani is Guru. Yes, Krishna says, Radhika Prema Guru, Ami Shishya Nata, Sada Ami Nananti Nata Udvada. So in our Guru Parampara, Krishna is at top. Isn't it? In our Guru Parampara, Krishna is at top. So Krishna says, Radhika Prema Guru, Ami Shishya Nata, Sada Ami Nananti Udvada. So my Guru is Radharani, Krishna says. In loving affairs, my Guru is Radharani. So she makes me dance always according to her tune. So who is at the topmost platform of Guru? Parampara. Radharani. You understand that? So our Guru Parampara topmost position is Krishna. And Krishna says, Radharani is my Guru. Loving affairs, Radharani is my Guru, and she makes me dance according to her tune. Her tune. I dance, I dance. Radhika Prema Guru, Ami Shishya Nata. Shishya, I am her disciple, not a dancer. Yes. Guru makes the disciple dance. Bhagavad Pandit, go there, come here, up, down, up, down. Yes, up, down. Yes. Guru can make the disciple dance. As Krishna says, Radhika Prema Guru Ami Shishya Nata Sadam Nana Nurtya Narayana Udvata. So Radharani is my Guru in loving affairs, and she always makes me dance according to her tune. I am dancing according to her tune. My Guru Radharani. You understand? So Guru Parampara, in topmost position is Radharani. Understand? This is Guru Tattva. So, then you'll get Braja Seva Adhikar. Braja Seva Adhikar. To serve Krishna and Braja Bhumi, that right you can get. Then you can serve Radhanatha Krishna. So those who have gotten that opportunity to serve Radhanath, they are the servants of Radhanath. And Gaurasundar is Radhavada Subalita Tanu. Yes. Understand? Gaurasundar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Radhavada Subalita Tanu. Radhavada is predominating in him. You understand? Radha Bhava is a predominating Gaura Sundara. Yes. Gaura Anga Noemara Radhanga Sparsana. Brajendra Sukabina Nasparsana Jana. What he says? His own statement. Gauranga Noemara Radhanga Sparsana. Brajendra Sukabina Nasparsana. This is not body of Gaura, this is body of Radha. Gaura says this thing. Only Brajendra Sutta, only son of Nanda Maharaj can touch this body. Nobody can touch this body. So Radha Bhava is predominating in him, in Gaura. Do you understand? Radha Bhava is predominating. So in Guru Parampara, when Gaura comes, then Radha comes. In that Guru Parampara, when Gaura comes, then that is Guru, Radha's Parampara. Do you understand? Yes, that Guru Parampara is, Gaura Parampara means Radha Parampara. Yes, that is this Guru Tattva. Because Gaura Sundara is Radha Bhava. Radha Bhava is a predominating in Gaura Sundara. Those who are followers, Gauranuga, Gauranuga, as you say, Rupanuga, Gauranuga. Followers of Gaura, they are Radhanuga. Understand my language? Those who are Gauranuga, they are Radhanuga. Those who are followers of Gaura, they are followers of Radharani. Yes, because Radha Bhava is predominating in Gaura. This is Gauriya Dhara, Gauriya Guru Dhara. You understand? Gauriya Guru Dhara. Electricity. This is Guru Tattva. Anartha Jukta, Anartha Mukta Avastha. Understand? Ghireche nana anarthare bhai. You are covered up with many anarthas. You understand? You are not free from anarthas. The two states are there, stages are there. Covered up with anarthas and free from anarthas. Completely free, two stages. In this stage where one is completely covered up with anarthas, how can you see Guru? He can't see the real Swarup of Guru. He may see Guru, but he can't see the real Swarup of Guru. In that is, and he is covered up with the anarthas. One who is completely free from anarthas, his Guru darshan is different. Yes, darshan is different, seeing is different. Yes. Is not the same. You understand? These two stages, anartha jukta avastha, anartha mukta avastha. The stage in which one is covered up with anarthas, his Guru darshan is different from the person who is completely free from anarthas. What is that? One who is covered up with anarthas, how he sees Guru? He sees Guru as bhugyodātya. Oh, Guru, they will give me all sorts of enjoyment, yes. If I take shelter of Guru, I'll get so much enjoyment. Yes, bhugyodarsana, yes. That darsan, gokuldāsā, anantadāsā, manya, isn't it? Bhugyodarsana, yes. Gurudev will give me all sorts of enjoyment. Yes, nice prasad, nice place to stay, nice vehicles, everything nice. Yes, very good, isn't it? It's bhogya darshan. Yes, Gurudev, I will marry very beautiful girl. Yes, marry very beautiful girl. Guru will give me, make arrangement, all these things. Yes, bhogya darshan. Yes. Do you understand? That stage. Anartha mukta avastha. The stage in which one is completely free from anartha, his Guru darshan is different. What is that? It's sabya darshan. Bhogya darsana, sevya darsana. Understand my language? Sevya, he sees Guru what? He is to be served. He is to be served. Yes, he is served. Yes. I will give him all sorts of
pleasure
through my service. I never expect anything for my own pleasure. That is darsana. Understand? Yes. Yes. That is bhogyata and sibhya darsana. You should understand. There is a difference in that. So, one should understand this Guru Tattva perfectly well. Then one understands, then he, only he can say, unless I take shelter of such Guru, I cannot become free from delusions, free from material fear, free from lamentations. Asoka avaya amrutera sala tomar charanadvaya tahate ekhana visram labhya harinu bhavir bhav. Who can show you the lotus feet of Krishna? Who can show you the lotus feet of Krishna? Who can lead you to that lotus feet of Krishna? Who can give you clue to see the lotus feet of Krishna or get the approach of the lotus feet of Krishna? Who? That's Guru, Premi Guru. Do you understand? Premi ka bhakta, the dear devotee. And who is, was established loving relationship with Krishna, it's day and night 24 hours engaged in loving service of Krishna, who was bound of Krishna in his heart with the rope of love. Only serving Krishna, only. He can show you, he can lead you, he can take you to the lotus feet of Krishna, because he is very dear and intimate associate of Krishna. He is, you understand? Such a personality, Radha Priya, such a very dear. Girl companion Radharani. Yes. So one understands this Guru Tattva perfectly well, only he can understand this and he can say that unless I take shelter, lotus feet of such Guru, I cannot become free from illusions, free from material fears, free from limitations. In other words, I cannot take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, a place where there is no fear, no lamentation, no delusion. Isn't it? No death also. If we, without duplicity, we serve Guru, take shelter at his lotus feet and serve Guru, then get the mercy of that Guru, and we'll find this place at the lotus feet of Krishna. Otherwise we cannot. You understand? Yes. Serve Guru without duplicity. Niskapata seva. Prana bhara seva. You understand? Serve that Guru Pada Padma without duplicity through your heart and soul. Yes. And then you get the mercy of the Guru. Result of which you have a place at the lotus feet of Krishna. He will take you at the lotus feet of Krishna. Though there are 8 things one has to execute, one has to follow. Those are nam bhajan kari, those are taken shelter of Harinam. Thing. Number one, they should put unflinching faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru. Number one. Number two, they should develop greed and eagerness how to get the opportunity of associating a Nama Tattva with Sadhu or Guru. Understand? Number three, they should also develop eagerness and greed, how to hear Krishna Katha, Hari Katha, from the lips of sadhu, Vaishnava. Because that is bhajan kriya. Sravan kirtan. Hearing, chanting under the guidance of Sadhguru. That is bhajan kriya. Number four, if someone observes all these things, so does bhajan under the guidance of Guru, then all his anarthas will be completely destroyed. Anarthani prasi. Bhajan kriya tad anarthani prasi. You understand? This is four. This is sadhana. Sadhana bhakti stage. Sadhana bhakti stage. These four things are there. Then comes, this is preliminary thing, prathamika, preliminary thing. Then comes nishtha, fifth one. After anartha nivruti, nishtha comes. Nishtha means there will be no obsession of the mind, no fickleness of the mind, mind will be fixed. As long as anarthas are there, mind cannot be fixed. You understand? Mind cannot be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, or mind can be fixed at the chanting of holy name, bhajan, nam bhajan. This is nishtha. That is number five. One should develop nishtha. Then number six, then ruchi comes. Test. You understand? Test comes according to your mellow. Swarasiki ruchi. That we say swarasiki ruchi. Every jiva has his own mellow. In path of Gaura we have four main mellows. Santarasa is discarded. Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhurya. What is one's own mellow? Dasya or Sakya or Vasalya or Madhurya? According to one's own mellow, he'll develop taste, and with that taste, he'll develop that taste while chanting holy name. And with that taste, he'll chant. You understand? And he'll constantly chant because taste is so nectarian, so sweet. He'll relish it. He cannot give it up. Sakti was Syamami Kotamadhu Achego. Bhagana Charitanapar. Then you say, what sort of nectarian honey is there? In the name of Syam, my tongue doesn't want to leave, even for a moment. That stage will come. Understand me? Yes. Raghav Pandit. That taste. No. No such test. This is the seventh. I'm the sixth. The seventh means then you develop really real attachment to holy name. Yes, you cannot leave the holy name even for a moment. When you are testing such a nectarian honey coming out from holy name. This is asakti. Do you understand? That's asakti. Number eight, then comes bhava. Bhava. Yes, this is bhava. This eight things. One is nambhajankari. He should understand these eight things. Four things are preliminary, then rest four are higher things. Then at last is bhava, maturity of bhava, prema. And mukhya pate jiva paya Krishna prema dhana. The chief result of chanting holy name is Krishna prema. Otherwise, how can we get it? And Ambarish Maharaj, then I 24 hours was engaged, he says, in serving Krishna. All his senses are engaged. All his senses. Five working senses, five pleasure acquiring senses, and number 11 is mind. Savai mana Krishna padaravindaya. Isn't it? Mind, manmana, bhava. All think of me. It's such a bhakta. All dear people. Thank you. Very good. Hari. Hmm? Why? Chaitanya sada hari. Huh? Why it is so? Hmm? Yes, Chaitanya sada hari. Constantly chant. Huh? Name of hari. Why? Who can constantly chant now?
One who gets such pleasure from chanting.
One has gotten such love, developed love, because Lord Hari is the object of love. Yes. Whom you love, you constant chant his name, remember, or cannot forget even the biggest is question of love. Yes, it's question of love, prema, pritir vishay. Yes. Otherwise, how can you constantly chant name of Hari? Unless you have put Lord Hari in the platform of love. Ananta. You are put in platform love whom? Your body or bodily relations? Bodily relations. Wife, son, daughter, friend. You are put. Platform love. Isn't it? You have not put Krishna or Hari in the platform love. So how can a child consider Hari? Putting them, putting the body relations, wife and daughter, and platform love, you try to get pleasure and happiness. But instead, what you get? Unlimited sufferings. Unlimited sufferings and unhappiness. Yes. Dukkha jona ye. But if you put Lord Hari,
for the Vaishnava, who is always engaged in service of Guru, offering his family members, home, wife, children, as the belongings of Guru.
Yes.
Is a being attached to Krishna.
Yes. Belonging of Guru means belonging of Krishna. Yes. Guru is day and night, 24 hour Krishna sevaka. Yes, Radharani is Priyajana, very dear of Radharani. Yes, is very dear to Krishna. Priya Sevaka, a dear servant of Krishna. One who serves Guru, he serves Krishna. Yes, he knows, by the mercy of Guru, he knows this tattva. All tattva manifests before him, reveals, is revealed to him. Yes. All the tattvas revealed to him. Yes, by Guru Rupa. Without Guru Rupa, how this tattva will be revealed to you? Jasya deve paravarti dathar deve tathar guru. Rasiti kathayastha prakashanite mahatma. Upanishad says, one has developed such bhakti, parabhakti, pure bhakti to deva and guru, to Krishna, as well as the same bhakti prakashanite mahatma. Upanishad says, one has developed such bhakti, prabhakti, pure bhakti to deva and guru, to Krishna, as well as the same bhakti towards guru. To him all these tattvas are revealed. Yes, tattvas are revealed. Otherwise the tattva, Veda tattva, Vedic tattvas, confidence of tattva, not only revealed. Yes. You understand, Nuruhari?
Yes,
Guru.
You said that those people who know the confidential knowledge about Krishna, Radharani being the topmost Guru.
Yes.
They're always seeking mercy of Radharani. That's why Vrindavan, Vrishabhasi always such singing Raja, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, yes. Vrindavan. Yes. Because Radha, without Radha, you cannot approach Krishna, Baba. Radha bina tehu kar noy. Krishna only belongs to Radha. If you say Krishna, they will become, where are you saying Krishna? Say, Radhe, Radhe. Radha, Radha, how can you approach Krishna Baba? Why are you saying Krishna? Stop, stop. Radhe, 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 yes. Radhe, Radhe, go. Yeah. Yeah. Radharani, how can you approach Krishna Baba? The door is shut for Krishna. Unless Radharani opens the door, how can you approach Krishna? রাধারানী কে বলো আপনি পা দেখান 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 রাধারানীর সহিও দেখ Why Radharani is so her feet to others? To not easy to. Huh? Why she will see so? Huh? There is no name, mention of name of Radharani in Bhagavatam. Sukadeva never says. Why will say? Can anybody understand Radharani? Not easy affair, Baba. Why will Sukadeva will say? So she doesn't say. Why Radharani is so her feet? Not easy thing.
Huh?
Yes, but Radharani is not easy. No.
So Dhaka,
Krishna
is Dhaka. Mayapuri Dhaka.
Are ho Dhaka hoga?
Kono samay khola hobe na?
Nahi. It's very dear to Radharani, only he can see. Radhak priya hai to dekhenge.
Apna darshan.
Huh?
Guru chhada darshan hobe na.
Kaise darshan hobe? Kaise darshan? Huh? Why Radharani so arti? Why Radharani will give you darshan, Baba? Huh? Why Radharani will give you darshan? You, Radharani will never give you darshan.
No, I have asked you. I have asked you.
I should have done it.